USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. Mississippi health officials are urging people to wear facial masks and to social distance after the state hit a one-day record total for new coronavirus cases. Jackson, Mississippi Mayor Chokwe Antar Lumumba told ABC News they're watching things.
The first effort is one of communication and admonishment, a gentle admonishment of our residents to take the precautions that we are advising them to take. And I think that as we have seen some of the news cycle change, not only locally but nationally, people have grown less concerned about that over time.
Mississippi Health Officer Thomas Dobbs said if his state is not careful, quote, we'll look like New York. Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott told television station KVIA he shouldn't have rushed to reopen bars. There are now more than 5,000 people in the hospital in the Lone Star State. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A federal judge in New York State has blocked Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio from enforcing some coronavirus restrictions. The judge ruled they favored protest over prayer, writing the governor and the mayor can't encourage people to take the streets to protest racial injustice while restricting outdoor religious gatherings. The suit was brought by some Catholic priests in the state and Orthodox Jewish leaders in the city. An economic report from the government showed a better-than-expected rise in consumer spending.
American consumers increasing their spending last month by a record 8.2%, partly erasing record plunges in the previous 2 months of 6.6% in March after a whopping 12.6% decline in consumer spending in April. That's when the viral pandemic started shuttering businesses, forcing millions of layoffs and sending the economy into a recession. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
After beginning to lose ad revenue, Facebook is beginning to flag more political posts. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
Facebook has officially announced that it will flag all noteworthy posts from politicians that break any of its rules, including those from President Donald Trump. Separately, Facebook stock dropped more than 8%, erasing roughly $50 billion from its market valuation after the European company behind brands such as Ben & Jerry's and Dove announced it would boycott Facebook ads through the end of the year over the amount of hate speech and divisive rhetoric on its platform. CEO Mark Zuckerberg had previously refused to take action against Trump posts, suggesting that mail-in ballots would lead to voter fraud, saying that people deserve to hear unfiltered statements from political leaders. Twitter, by contrast, slapped a Get the Facts label on those. Zuckerberg said the social network is taking additional steps to counter election-related misinformation. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Roger Stone's surrender date has been delayed until July 14th after his attorneys requested an extension into September due to coronavirus concerns. The Justice Department didn't oppose the request. However, the judge only granted Stone's motion in part, allowing him an extra 14 days to get his house in order. One of the most significant Saharan dust events in a long time has reached the U.S. mainland, according to weather forecasters. A huge plume of dust and sand blown by the wind from the Sahara Desert has now moved into the south. I'm Kenneth Burns.